Hello. Yeah, there you go. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Let's give our teens and their helpers a good hand this morning. Thank you for leading praise for us this morning. That's an awesome song, wasn't it? And sometimes, you know that line I heard in the song about, you can make me like you? Have you ever thought about that? And you think, well, don't we love Jesus? But sometimes when he says stuff like, love your enemies, how many knows you've got to kind of like Jesus first before you can kind of get over that part? And he puts some stuff in there to help us grow. And so sometimes it is, help me to like you and what you've said to me. I heard a statement this week, and a guy says, to see if you're really a Christian or not, he said, there's three questions you can ask. He said, do you love God, and do you hate sin, and are you willing to do what he asks you to do? And how many knows, he said, if you can pass all three of those, then you're a Christian. And it's that doing part, isn't it, that gets us loving our enemies and giving our sacrificially of our time and talent and resources. And so thank you for being here today. It's rainy on the outside. It's early, but you made it. Give yourself a hand. Yeah, thank you, Lord. I want you to continue to pray over our extreme home makeover for Easter. Our ads get started today out there, and so be sure and pray over that. We're going to give away an extreme home room makeover for Easter, and so would you, let me see your hands, you'll help me pray between now and Easter. So I need some prayer partners. Thank you very much, and we're going to give that away for Easter, and we're going to, that'll be our draw this year to get people into the house of God. And then I'm going to do a message on extreme room makeover in your heart. And so keep that in your prayers if you would, and we're excited about giving that away to our community and depositing back into our community. Well, you're in for a treat this morning. We have some good friends of Jan and I. We met them last October, a year ago, I guess it was. We went to the Dominican, and we met Samuel and Kendra Luna, and they got three darling little boys. They're not here with them today. This is they came down for some more training and things. They're a part of the Free Methodist as well. About a year, almost two years ago, I guess, I became an elder in the Free Methodist organization, and they're a part of that organization. Our church is an interdenominational church, but I came a part of that, and so the superintendent took us to Dominican, and we got to preach for a week at Youth with a Mission, taught on the Holy Spirit, and I told them the other day, I said, I just fell in love with you guys and their family, and Dominican. It's a beautiful tropical island, and it's not as blessed financially, materially, as the United States. And some of the things that I remember, the pictures I remember, we'd be going up a mountain and you'd see a grandma and a grandpa, I mean, like in, you know, 70s or better, and they're on a little moped going up the hill. And it wasn't just recreation. That's the way they got around. I remember seeing three or four people on a family with babies and little heads bobbling on a little motorcycle. I saw some of their help that came, and she came to work on a motorcycle. And it was awesome to me to see all this stuff and experience it. But it also taught me how blessed we are here in America and how many privileges we have. And so every once in a while, I guess what I'm trying to say, you just need to take a mission trip somewhere else to see how blessed we are here in America to have what we have and have the opportunity we have. But anyway, Samuel was going to be in our area, and Kendra and I said, well, why don't you preach for us today? And he's a great friend and a great preacher. I love his heart for the Lord. We was talking to him a while back when I asked him to come and to preach for us since he's going to be in the area. And he said, you know, I still have my devotion time and my study time, and although he's not in active ministry here, he's here for a year to get his citizenship. He told me yesterday he is now a citizen of the United States of America. So he's just a great man of God. One of the things that inspires me about him, in fact, if you'd like to support his ministry, here's his goal. He has a ministry called Net, and he's netting with other ministries in Dominican, and his goal is to put character in every heart of every Dominican. Is that a huge goal or what? And so he's got his work cut out for him, but I think he can do it if he has friends that says, I believe in you, Samuel, and here's my support for you. And so I just appreciate men that say, I believe through the power of the resurrection of the Holy Spirit, I can change a country. That's a tall order, but we're trying to change a community here.
Amen.
But thank God for men of vision like you that says, I'm trying to change a country. So would you make welcome this morning Samuel and Kendra Luna. And he feels more comfortable, he said, maybe speaking, preaching in the Spanish. So his lovely wife is going to interpret for him this morning.
How are you?
And children's church can be dismissed at this time.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Good. Thank you. Well, I can speak English, but one thing is to speak English, and the other thing is to preach in English. I can do it, but I don't know. Today I was feeling a little, not insecure, but I didn't want God to miss any concept. And the pastor, he encouraged me. I almost preach in English because he told me, Samuel, Pastor Nicolás preaching English here. Do you know Pastor Nicolás from Guatemala? So do you understand him? Well, people say that. Yeah. So I'm going to do it. But like the pastor said, I have a heart. I grew up in the church, like maybe a lot of people here, you know, grew up in the church, but I wasn't Christian, you know. I grew up in church, but in 1985, I decided to follow Jesus. But I made one prayer, God, I don't want to follow you in the same way that a lot of people follow you. Because I'm coming from one country that we have a lot of influence from communism, you know. And people involved in communism, they are sometimes more radical than us. I was thinking, I want to be, you know, radical for you. There is a lot of song about God make me, you know, one radical, but we don't know what means, you know, radical. We don't, you know, we sing that, but it's, you know, radical is radical. The best image of radical I have is a person that take a bomb and put it here and go to you, boom, explode. That's a radical. So that's the image that I have. So do you understand me, what I'm trying to say? Sometimes we sing about that, but we don't know that. So now I'm working in my nation, and the vision that God gave me, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God that He put it in my heart. For that reason, I believe that it's possible. It's possible. It can be tangible. Can be, because yeah, alcanzable, you know, reachable.
Reachable.
You see, I can speak English, and I don't think that. But she's going to translate. I don't know why. God has some plan here. So my work as a family is, we go to the community and we get together with small group. Children first, because to change a nation, you need to work with children first. And sometimes we forgot that. I was a children. I don't know if you believe that, but I was a child. Do you believe that? And now I'm preaching here. And I was last night, yesterday, in Goodwill. Goodwill. And I saw two parents with a little boy. And the mother, she was so angry that took the boy like, Mary, and the father coming, hit the ball, boom! I almost get out, you know, from the car, almost. I'm very, you know, volatile too. And I said, wow, God protect the heart and the mind, you know, for these children. Because how much damage we produce in children. And then those are the people that create a lot of problems, you know, in society. So I believe in work with children. Hey, I'm working with leader. So I'm working with two opposite, children and leader. I'm talking about the mayor, you know, people involved in business, you know, the political. It's difficult. And my heart, when I come by, is to keep working. But like he said, I need people behind me. I want to be honest with you, because before I was scared to talk about this. I was so naive before. I was thinking, no, only with God's blessing is enough. But what mean blessing? And I realized that a ministry without support, it doesn't go too far. Okay, that's my wife. Ella habla inglés.
This is my wife. She speaks English.
Y tenemos tres hijos.
We have three sons.
Estamos muy contentos que no están hoy con nosotros.
We're happy they're not on this long trip with us.
Don't misunderstand me. I love them.
No me malentienda, lo amo.
Pero estamos de luna de miel.
But we also take the opportunity on a long trip for a little bit of personal time as a couple.
Yo tengo un mensaje que el Señor me lo dio.
I have a message this morning that the Lord gave me.
Es para cada uno de nosotros.
It's for each one of us that's
para
here today.
El más joven,
for the youngest person
y para
here.
El más mayor.
And even for the older person that might be here this morning.
Segundo, yo no tengo 21 puntos que voy a hablar.
Luckily, I don't have 21 points in my message.
Yo no sé si el pastor me hizo un cuento esta mañana y yo me estaba riendo.
The pastor told me a joke this morning that made me laugh.
Había un hermano que tenía 21 puntos hablar.
He told me there was a preacher that had 21 points that he was going to share.
Y dije, pastor, yo tengo 21 puntos, es largo.
And he said, I have 21 points, it's really long.
Pero lo más grande es que yo no voy a ningún punto.
But the biggest error is that he didn't hit on any one of his points.
Entonces, mi propósito en esta mañana es,
my purpose and the thing I want to share with you this morning
cuando
is,
el Señor te acabe de hablar,
cuando
Dios acabe de hablar,
when God finished speaking,
es que tú entiendas,
or when we finish here this morning, my purpose is that you would understand,
que tú como norteamericano,
that you as a North American Christian,
y si hay otra cultura aquí, no sé, hay otra cultura,
are there other cultures represented here today?
It's okay, but I'm trying to be, you know, inclusive. I don't want to leave any person outside. Tú como norteamericano no entienda que tú tienes un destino.
You as a North American, I want you to understand this morning that you have a destiny.
Que tú no naciste aquí solamente para comer McDonald's.
That your purpose in being born in the United States wasn't just to eat a lot of McDonald's.
McDonald's es bueno.
McDonald's is good.
Pero ese no es el propósito por la cual tú existes aquí.
But certainly our purpose is grander than that.
Entonces, vamos a orar.
So let's start out with prayer this morning.
Señor, gracias por esta mañana.
Lord, we thank you for this morning.
Yo te alabo y te glorifico.
I glorify you and praise you in this morning.
Por las bendiciones.
For the blessings that you have bestowed.
Y porque hemos sido bendecidos para bendecir.
And for the fact that we have been blessed in order to bless others.
En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amén.
Amen.
El tema es una vida con acento.
The theme I want to talk about this morning is a life with accent.
Yo no sé, en español el acento, las palabras toman sentido si tienen acento.
I'm not sure about in English, but in Spanish, a word's definition can be determined by its accent.
Por ejemplo, papá tiene el acento en la última A, papá.
For example, father is like papá and its accent is on the last A.
Si tú le quitas el acento, ya no es papá.
If you take the accent off, it's not father anymore.
Es papá.
It's papa.
It's potato.
Which is potato.
So, un acentico.
So one small little accent mark.
Cambia el sentido.
Can change the whole meaning of something.
Eso pasa en inglés también.
I think maybe this happens similarly in English.
A diferencia que en inglés no se marca.
Even though the accent isn't marked in English.
Pero existe algo que se llama la sílaba tónica.
But we understand that the intonation or the emphasis in a word is important.
If I say father, it's different. If I say father.
So if I said father, that's different than if I said father.
So the strong, el punto, el énfasis es en father.
And so we see that the emphasis makes a difference.
Entonces, Dios quiere que llevemos una vida con acento.
God wants us to have a life with an accent.
Y yo quiero que leamos Marcos 1, capítulo 4, 40-44.
I'd like us to read Mark 1, 40-44, please.
You read it, man.
Mark 1, 40-44. a man with leprosy came and knelt in front of Jesus, begging to be healed. If you want to, you can make me well again, he said. Moved with pity, Jesus touched him. I want to, he said. Be healed. Instantly, the leprosy disappeared. The man was healed. Then Jesus sent him on his way and told him sternly, go right over to the priest and let him examine you. Don't talk to anyone along the way. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy, so everyone will have proof of your healing.
Manejando desde Michigan hacia Oklahoma.
As I was driving from Michigan to Oklahoma,
eso fue el lunes.
This was this last Monday.
Kendra compró el periódico.
Kendra bought a newspaper.
Y comenzó a leerlo.
And started to read it.
Yo iba manejando.
And I was driving.
Y ella me dijo, wow, Samuel, mira lo que pasó aquí.
And she said, hey, Sammy, look what happened here.
Y ella comenzó a leerlo.
And she started to read it to me.
Y era un papá.
And it was about a father.
Un piloto, piloto privado,
private pilot,
tomó su hija,
that took his daughter,
la montó en el avión,
buckled her into the airplane with him.
La niña pensaba que iba a ir a un viaje con él.
And the daughter thought that she was going to go on on an airplane ride with her father.
En el avión, llamó a su esposa.
While they were up in the air in the airplane, he called his wife.
Y le dijo, ya es tarde, está conmigo.
And he said to her, now it's late, I have our daughter with me.
Así es el periódico.
That's what the newspaper article said. This happened in Indiana.
Él voló,
and he flew,
y intencionalmente,
and intentionally,
buscó la casa de su suegra.
He looked for the home of his mother-in-law.
Y con su niña,
and with his daughter on board,
de 8 años,
8-year-old daughter,
que no tenía nada que ver con los problemas de ellos como pareja,
that didn't have anything to do with their marital problems as a couple.
No fue a la casa de la suegra y se estrelló y se suicidó él y su hija.
And he crashed intentionally that plane into his mother-in-law's house and killed his daughter and committed suicide.
Ahora, eso no fue una película.
This wasn't in a film.
Eso pasó aquí.
This was a real story that happened.
Y dicen los policías que luego encontraron una grabación de la niña diciendo, mami, mami, ayúdame.
And the article also said that there was a recording of the daughter saying to her mom, mom, help me, I'm in trouble, help
Ahora,
me.
Cuando yo pienso en esto,
when I think of this story,
como seguidor de Cristo,
as a follower of Christ,
me viene a la mente una pregunta.
There's a question that comes to my mind.
¿Esto pasó porque debía pasar?
Did this happen because it should have happened?
¿O porque no hubo uno como yo?
Or because there wasn't a person like myself
que sigue a Cristo,
that followed Christ,
y vio a este hombre,
and that knew this man,
quizá con dinero porque él tenía un avión propio.
And we suppose he was a man of resources since he had his own airplane.
Pero en la mente mía iba en el carro yo pensando, pero nadie se le acercó.
And as I was driving down the highway thinking of this story, I was thinking, wasn't there anyone that came alongside that man that was near him? Any Christian, any believer,
y lo invitó a comer a su casa,
that invited him to his home to eat and share a meal?
Y ahí quizás en la comida él podía externar.
And maybe if he would have had someone near him like that, he would have been able to externalize this desperation that he had, this frustration.
Y pudo pasar que eso se hubiera parado.
And maybe the whole situation would have been different if he'd have had someone come alongside
him. Yo comparo este hombre con el leproso.
And so I want to make a comparison with this man and the man with leprosy.
Sin esperanza.
Both of them were frustrated and without hope.
En lo social, eran muy diferentes.
In the social aspect, they were very different.
Muy diferente.
Very different.
Pero tenían un hoyo en su existencia.
But they were alike in the sense that in the essence of their being, they had a great emptiness, a great hole.
La única diferencia fue,
the only difference difference was
que el leproso encontró un hombre con acento.
That the man with leprosy found someone in his life, a man with accent.
Y el padre que murió con su hija no encontró a nadie con acento.
And the father that died didn't find anybody with that kind of destiny or accent in his life.
¿Me están entendiendo?
Are you understanding what I'm trying to say?
When I ask if you understand me, I don't call you stupid. I'm trying to help you. Do you understand? I say, so I have a friend. Do you understand this? What are you thinking? I know what he's thinking. Entonces, una vida con acento.
So we're talking about a life with accent or destiny.
Ahora, cuando leemos el contexto del leproso,
when we read the context of the man with leprosy in the Bible,
nosotros no entendemos eso.
We don't really understand that.
Déjame decirles un ejemplo. Mi esposa es norteamericana.
Let me give you an example. My wife is North American.
So you can see, right? Pero no solamente norteamericana, pero de Michigan, del norte.
She's not just North American, but she's from the north, from Michigan.
Yo he notado que hay diferencia.
I've noticed there's a little bit of difference even within the United States.
Mi hijo.
My son.
Ahora ni es dominicano.
Now he's not Dominican.
Ni es norteamericano.
He's not completely Dominican or completely North American.
Él tiene dos elementos.
He has two elements.
Entonces, cuando mi esposa me invita a hacer marshmallow,
so when my wife invites me to roast marshmallows,
yo lo hago.
I do it.
Pero yo no entiendo eso.
But it doesn't have any deep significance to me.
Y eso pasa en la República Dominicana.
And that's the same in the Dominican Republic.
Para nosotros lo mejor es coger una gallina viva.
For us, something that's kind of got some culture significance is to take a chicken,
la ponemos aquí atrás,
a live chicken, and we put it over our back and it's still clucking.
Nos vamos al río.
We go to the river.
Le buscamos palo, cortamos palo, hacemos fuego.
And we collect firewood and we make a bonfire.
Luego el cuchillo en la piedra.
We sharpen the knife.
I know that here is discussed sometimes for Chile. Very Chile. And the most beautiful thing is when shoop, because it's part of the process to cook.
And so when we just prepare that chicken that once was a live chicken and we're able to make a feast out of it, we understand there's something special about that.
Pero para algunos misioneros, ellos no entienden eso.
But there's some people, missionaries in my culture, that don't understand that.
Samuel, pero ¿por qué no compramos el pollo frisado?
Why don't you just go out and buy frozen chicken at
Best Buy? Es más rápido.
It's about the whole process.
Pero mi hijo ahora, él entiende marshmallow.
My son now, he understands the importance of roasting marshmallows.
Él lo goza.
And he enjoys that.
Pero también goza hacer la comida como nosotros lo hacemos.
But he also enjoys going down to the river and making a chicken soup over the open fire.
But I don't kill the chicken in front of him. Huh? So my wife don't like that.
Stay in Spanish.
La situación del leproso no lo entendemos nosotros.
We don't understand the cultural element of the man with leprosy today.
Número uno, el leproso era considerado.
Number one, the leper was considered
un impuro.
An impure person.
Cuando el leproso caminaba en las calles,
when the leper walked down the street,
debía llevar una campanita.
He had to take a bell with him.
Y la gente sabía que él venía y la gente.
And so that people would know that he was coming and get out of the way.
Si tú topabas un leproso,
if you touched a leper,
por accidente,
even just bumped into him by accident,
tú tenías que ir al sacerdote y hacer un proceso ritual.
And you would need to go to the priest and go through a whole
para ser
process
limpio.
In order to be clean.
Los leprosos eran considerados pecadores por su enfermedad.
The lepers in that day were considered sinners as a result of their infirmity.
¿Ustedes me entienden por qué no entendemos eso?
Do you understand why our context today is different than this?
Si tú topas un mexicano,
if you would touch a Mexican person,
tú sabes que tocaste algo, alguien diferente a ti.
You know that someone that's different than you. But in that day, the culture demanded it, and it was different.
Y aquí es donde Jesús comienza a hacer su función de un hombre con acento.
And here is where we see Jesus starting to take on his role as a man with accent or a man with a different accent.
Jesús rompe el diafragma de la sociedad.
Jesus broke through the diaphragm of the society in that day.
Ustedes saben que como jóvenes,
you know, as young people,
yo soy pastor de jóvenes también.
I'm a youth pastor as well.
Where is the youth pastor here? He was
is
here.
The youth pastor here this, today? Or this
oh,
morning?
Here, yeah. Yo fui director de Jucum.
I was a director of Youth of the Mission.
Y ustedes tienen diafragma, o sea, tienen una camisa que la sociedad le pone.
And I understand, because I work with youth, that society puts a certain image onto youth.
Y hay cosas que como cristiano tú no las haces porque tienes vergüenza.
And there are some things that as a Christian you don't do, maybe because you're ashamed.
Por lo que van a decir los otros.
Because maybe what someone else might think or say.
Y los adultos también.
And the adults are the same way.
Entonces Jesús,
so Jesus
comienza a poner acento.
Started to put an accent.
La historia del libro de Marcos del leproso.
The story in the book of Mark of the leper.
Dice que Jesús sintió compasión.
Says that Jesus felt compassion.
Pero hay otros escritos extrabíblicos.
But there are other historical writings that are not in the Bible.
Pero que fueron escritos en el mismo tiempo.
But there were writings written in the same
time. Dice que Jesús se enojó.
It says in those writings, it says Jesus was angry.
Ahora, ¿cómo tú reconcilias la compasión con el enojo?
How do you reconcile the Jesus that might be angry with the situation and a Jesus that has compassion in the same situation?
Lo que pasó fue que Jesús,
what happened was,
sintió compasión por el leproso.
That Jesus felt compassion towards the leper,
pero sintió enojo por los discípulos.
But felt anger for his own disciple, towards his disciples.
Recuerda que Jesús estaba con los discípulos.
Remember that Jesus was traveling with his disciples.
Pero yo me imagino,
but I can imagine,
que cuando los discípulos vieron a ese leproso, hicieron así.
I can imagine that when the disciples saw this leper coming, ringing his bell, that they took off running the other direction.
Si Pedro negó a Jesús tres veces,
if Peter denied Christ three times,
contra más a un leproso, contra más a un leproso, even more.
How much more a leper?
El leproso vivía fuera de la ciudad.
The leper lived outside of the city. He wasn't even allowed to live in the city.
Vivían amontonados.
And he lived together with other lepers, isolated.
Vivían.
There was even a bad smell related to being near him.
Vivían mucho. Nadie lo podía tocar, como dijo ahorita.
Nobody could even touch him, as we already said.
Aquí Jesús ve el leproso.
Here Jesus sees the leper.
Yo me imagino a Pedro.
I can imagine Peter.
Y Andrés.
And maybe Andrew.
Como se desviaron cuando vieron a ese leproso.
How they went out of their way to avoid this leper.
Pero de repente.
But at one moment.
Jesús mira el leproso.
Jesus looked at the leper.
El leproso se siente inseguro.
The leper is feeling insecure.
Okay. ¿Recuerda cuál es la situación del leproso en ese entonces?
If you remember the context of the leper in this time.
Nadie lo miraba.
No one would even look at him in the eye.
Nadie.
No one.
Jesús lo mira.
Jesus looks at him.
Y el leproso se siente inseguro.
And the leper feels insecure.
Incómodo.
Uncomfortable.
Porque un hombre lo está mirando.
Because someone is looking him in the eye.
Cuando nadie en Israel se atrevía a mirarlo.
When no one else had the courage to look him straight in the eye.
Cuando Jesús lo miró, no solamente lo miró.
When Jesus looked at him, it wasn't just a passing look.
Sino que comenzó a caminar hacia él.
It was a look, and then Jesus moved towards him. He started to walk towards him.
De repente, Jesús siente una sacudida.
All of a sudden, Jesus felt a hand grabbing him.
De los apóstoles.
of one of the apostles.
Esa es mi imaginación.
This is kind of my image of what might have happened in this instance.
Y quizá ustedes se ríen, pero
and maybe it sounds funny.
Recuerde que era Jesús.
But remember, this was Jesus.
Y los discípulos andaban con Jesús.
And these were his disciples that were with him.
Pero no eran como Jesús.
But they still weren't necessarily like Jesus. They were fighting about who was going to be the greatest.
Negaron a Jesús.
They denied Christ.
Muchas cosas hicieron.
And many other things.
Entonces, Jesús siente una sacudida.
So Jesus feels someone grab a hold of him.
Y le dicen,
and
Jesús,
he says, maybe he says,
no cometa esta locura.
And this person says, don't be crazy like this.
No toque a este hombre impuro.
Don't touch this impure man.
Y es allí donde Jesús se enoja.
And it's there where Jesus feels the anger.
Se enoja con ellos.
He gets upset with his followers.
Pero siente compasión por el leproso.
But he feels compassion for the leper.
Jesús le dice,
Jesus says,
déjeme ir donde yo quiera.
Let me go where I'm headed.
Jesús rompió el lazo de los discípulos.
Jesus broke through the strong
the
strong restrictions that the disciples wanted to have.
Ustedes saben que cuando mi esposa,
you know that when my wife,
antes de casarse conmigo,
before she was married to me,
ella tuvo que romper lazos.
She had to break ties.
Porque ella vive en un sitio de un grupo que se siente muy seguro.
She lives in a
I don't like to use
small
the,
place that has
I don't like to use the word middle class, but you know that.
Certain identity or social.
Y a 20 minutos está Flint.
And 20 minutes away is a large city.
Y Flint es considerado uno de los sitios más peligrosos en Estados Unidos, proporcionalmente.
The city of Flint, which is considered one of the most dangerous places proportionally.
Entonces ella iba a trabajar a una misión.
So she went to work in this mission in Flint.
Y los hermanos de la iglesia,
and the brothers and sisters in the church,
hacían un cordón.
They tried to bind her, restrain her.
Y le decían a su padre, ¿y tú no estás asustado que tu hija vaya?
And they went and told her parents, aren't you worried that your daughter's going in there?
Déjame decirte, hermano, que si tú quieres vivir una vida con acento,
let me tell you, brothers, if you want to live a life of accent,
tú tienes que ir donde Dios te manda.
You have to go where God sends you.
No donde la sociedad te manda.
Not where the society says you should go.
Y el sitio más seguro no es donde tú vives.
And the safest place for you to be isn't to be where you live.
El sitio más seguro es donde Dios te manda.
Or to be comfortable in your home. The most secure place that you should be is exactly where God's called you to be.
Recuérdale cuando Pedro estaba con Jesús.
Remember that
en la transfiguración,
Peter was with Jesus in the transfiguration.
Le dijo, vamos a hacer tres casas aquí.
He said, let's make three little houses here.
That's cool, cool.
Let's stay right here. This is a really cool place.
Let's kill the chicken, like I killed the chicken.
let's make a little bonfire and kill
vamos
the chicken.
Hacer marshmallow.
Let's have a little roast here, a little hot marshmallow roast.
Vamos para Jerusalén.
And Jesus said, no way, we're going down to Jerusalem where the need is.
Para vivir una vida con acento.
So that we can live a life of accent and destiny in that setting.
Jesús quería encontrarse con el leproso.
Jesus wanted to meet personally with the leper.
Porque él quería hacer lo que nadie había hecho.
Because he wanted to do what no one else had the courage to do.
Según Jesús va caminando,
as Jesus, and we can imagine as Jesus goes walking,
el leproso ve que por primera vez alguien en su existencia lo mira.
And the leper sees that for the first time someone looks straight at him.
Y no solamente que lo mira, sino que va hacia él.
And he doesn't just stop with looking at him, he moves towards him.
Pero no solamente que va hacia él.
And it doesn't even stop with his movement towards him.
Sino que lo va a tocar.
He extends his hand and touches him.
¿Cuántas cosas en esta sociedad nosotros no queremos tocar.
How many things in this society we would rather just not touch?
Que Dios quiere que tú toques.
That God is moving us and wants us to touch.
Y por temor no lo hacemos.
And because of our own fear, we just don't do it.
Quizá no porque vamos a ser impuros.
Maybe it's not that we would be impure.
Quizá porque qué dirá la gente.
Maybe it's because we're worried about what others might think of us if they see us touching something.
De inmediato salió un grito.
And right away there was a cry that went out.
Señor, cúrame.
Lord, heal me and I want to be saved.
Los discípulos se quedaron sin aliento.
The disciples were just frozen with astonishment and fear.
Cuando Jesús se le acerca.
As Jesus came close and touched the leper.
Y Pedro dice, no, Señor, no lo haga.
And Peter, I can imagine him just saying, Lord, why are you doing this?
Que va a quedar impuro.
You're going to be impure.
Porque eso era lo que se creía.
Because that was the belief of the day.
Jesús avanza.
Jesus moves closer.
Y avanza.
And moves closer.
Todo estaba en frío.
Everybody was just in that cold waiting state.
Cuando Jesús de Nazaret,
when Jesus of Nazareth,
lentamente levanta su mano,
lifts his hand slowly,
y comienza a bajarla,
and starts to lower it,
hasta tocar la frente,
until he touches the leper,
a un hombre que era rechazado por la sociedad,
of a man that was rejected by society.
En este momento,
at that moment,
sus amigos de Jesús,
Jesus' friends,
tuvieron una sola idea.
They had just one idea.
Quedó impuro.
Now Jesus is impure.
Y si tú lees el versículo 45,
if you read verse 45,
de Marco 1, dice
of Mark 1, it says,
que Jesús no podía entrar a la aldea.
It says that Jesus couldn't go into the neighborhood.
Ahora, yo he estado en África.
I have been in Africa.
Donde comenzó el cristianismo.
Where there's some cultural similarities.
Y las ciudades.
And the cities.
Es así, hay murallas.
There's a city wall.
O sea, mi señora y yo ya llegamos.
And my wife and I arrived.
Uno deja el carro fuera.
You would leave your car or
y hay que entrar una puerta para entrar a la ciudad.
Outside you have to actually go through a gate or a door to enter the city.
O sea, dice la Biblia que Jesús no podía entrar.
And the Bible says in Mark that Jesus could not enter the city then.
Y a veces no me entiende.
And maybe that doesn't have as much impact on us because we don't understand the culture of that day.
Imagino Jesús afuera.
I imagine Jesus outside the city gate.
Pedro, espérame aquí un momento.
Peter, wait for me here just for a minute.
Hey, Andrés, no, no entre, espera. Yo te digo cuándo entrar.
Andrew, wait, hold on a minute. I'll tell you when you can go in.
Jesús le dijo al leproso, no se lo diga a nadie.
Jesus said to the leper, don't tell anyone.
Y el leproso estaba tan contento que se lo dijo a todo el mundo.
And the leper was so excited that he, without using wisdom, told his situation to everyone.
¿Qué tú crees que la gente va a pensar?
What do you think the people are going to think?
Ay, qué bueno fue Jesús.
Oh, what a good Jesus that healed this poor man.
Hasta que Jesús no vaya donde el sacerdote, no puede entrar aquí.
No, they thought until Jesus goes to the priest to be cleansed, he can't even come in our town.
En este momento sus amigos entendieron que Jesús estaba haciendo algo con acento.
At that moment, his disciples understood that Jesus was acting differently. He was living a life of accent or death.
Y Jesús pronuncia una palabra que hasta el día de hoy nadie la puede olvidar.
And Jesus said a word that even today we don't forget.
Quiero.
I want.
Sé sano.
I want to be. Jesus said that?
Sí. Tú de al leproso.
Oh, él preguntó.
El leproso le dijo, Señor, cúrame. Y Jesús dijo, quiero.
Okay. The leper said, Lord, heal me. And and Jesus said, you want to be healed.
Un acento más.
One accent more.
En algo común del pueblo.
In something that was common in that town.
Y a veces nosotros queremos hacer algo grande para Dios.
And sometimes we want to do great things for God.
Y hablamos con el pastor.
And we talk to the pastor maybe.
Pastor, yo quiero hacer cosas grandes por el Señor.
Pastor, I want to do great things for God.
Jesús tocó a un hombre, un leproso.
Jesus touched a leper.
Pero ese tocar es el que impactó a todo el mundo.
But this, the act of touching this leper had a big impact on everyone.
O sea, en Oklahoma aquí.
In Oklahoma here.
Hay cosas que tú puedes hacer que va a impactar no solamente a Dios sino a la comunidad.
There are things, ways that you can reach out and touch that just aren't going to affect just you, but they're going to affect the whole community.
Porque cuando la gente es tocado por el acento que viene de Dios.
Because when people are touched through the accent or the destiny that comes from God,
van a ser como leproso, lo van a decir.
They're going to be just like this leper. The excitement is so great that they say it.
Pero a veces yo tengo miedo.
But sometimes that makes us fearful.
Y yo quiero decir algo.
Sometimes I'm fearful.
I want to say something. I don't know if that's going to offend some people, but no. Don't worry, it's something good.
Spanish.
Yo he notado.
I have noticed
que en Estados Unidos,
that in the United States,
el individualismo es tan fuerte.
Individualism is so strong
que nos da miedo compartir la palabra.
That we're even scared to share the word of God.
Por temor que él me rechace.
For fear of what other people that are with me might say or do, or that they might reject me because I'm sharing God's word.
¿Y por qué tú tienes miedo ser rechazado?
And why do we have a fear to be rejected?
Es una buena pregunta.
That's a really important question for us to ask ourselves.
¿Jesús sintió miedo?
Did Jesus feel fear?
Pero es una pregunta que tú te puedes.
This is more of a reflective type of a question for us to ask ourselves.
Un acento más para ti y para mí.
One touch of accent for you and for me.
Un acento más para aquellos que se burlan del poder del evangelio.
And this even was an accent for those that made fun of the gospel.
Jesús perdió su reputación en ese momento, literalmente.
Jesus literally lost his reputation in this moment.
La perdió.
He lost it.
Para exaltar a otro.
To exalt others.
¿Sabes? Cuando leemos el libro de Mateo,
when we read the book of Matthew,
capítulo 26,
chapter 26,
versículo 56,
verse 56,
uno de los versículos más impactantes en mi vida.
This is a verse that's really impacted my life.
Dice, y todos se fueron y dejaron a Jesús solo.
It says, and all of them left, and they left Jesus alone.
Pero no es todos los romanos, sino está hablando de los discípulos.
We're not talking about all of the other people in the community. We're talking about Jesus' own disciples that
left
him. And they left him completely by himself.
Si Jesús fue solo, ¿cuál es tu temor de estar solo?
If Jesus himself was left alone and suffered because of fulfilling the destiny, what is your fear and my fear? Are those fears things that should stop us from doing what Christ wants us to do?
Él dice, yo estaré con ustedes hasta el fin del mundo.
Jesus says he'll be with us even to the end of the age or to the end of the world.
Él quiere que tú pierdas la reputación.
He wants us to be willing to lose even our reputation if need be.
El mundo, para poder vivir una vida con acento,
in order to be able to live this life with an accent or with destiny,
debemos hacer lo que dice Jesús.
We better do what Jesus tells us to do.
Imagínate todo lo que le dijeron a Jesús.
Imagine all the talk behind Jesus' back or what the people were murmuring about.
Pero,
but
cuando Pablo dice que debemos ser imitadores de Cristo,
when Paul says we need to be imitators of Christ,
uno no piensa en eso.
We don't think about what that really means. We don't think about the suffering that might imply.
¿Cómo tú puedes vivir una vida con acento en Oklahoma?
How can you live a life of accent or of destiny here in Oklahoma?
¿Hay alguien aquí que tiene un problema? su familia?
Is there somebody here that maybe has a problem in their family?
Déjame decirle, lo más difícil,
let me tell you the most difficult thing
es saber que tú tienes la razón.
Is to know that you're right, you have that you're correct in something.
Y que yo ahora venga a decirte, ve donde esa persona y pídele perdón.
And to have someone ask you to go ask for forgiveness for something that you think that you were right
about. Cuando tú no has hecho nada, es el otro.
When you realize that really it's the other person that's in the wrong.
Pero para vivir una vida con acento, hay que hacer lo que dice la palabra.
But to live a life of accent, we have to do what God's word says, which is, ¿cuál es?
Que dice, which, si alguien tiene algo contra ti,
it, which says if someone knows, if someone has something, if you know that someone has something against you,
antes de traer la ofrenda,
before
la altar,
you bring your offering to the altar,
ve y arréglate con él.
You have to go and make that right with that person.
Eso va a poner un acento.
That is what we're talking about when we talk about a life of accent and destiny.
Dios te bendiga mucho.
God bless each and every one of you much.
No tenemos leprosos.
Richly, today we don't have lepers that are in our society.
Pero hay muchas cosas que son equivalentes al leproso.
But certainly we have many situations that are equivalent to the situation of this leper.
Señor, gracias por este tiempo.
Lord, we just thank you for this moment that we've had.
Así como está cayendo la lluvia en este momento.
Just as the rain and the water is falling from heaven at this moment.
Úsanos para derramar bendiciones.
We pray that in the same way you would use us to spread blessing.
A personas que son rechazadas.
To people that are rejected.
Olvidadas.
Are forgotten.
A personas que están sufriendo.
To people that are suffering.
No importando el estatus social.
We're not going to look at social status.
Porque así como este piloto estaba sufriendo hasta el punto que se suicidó.
As we've heard how this pilot was suffering to the point of committing suicide and killing part of his family.
Y así como el leproso que estaba sufriendo.
And just as the leper was suffering.
Y tú has muerto para ambos, Señor.
And you died for both of those situations.
Gracias por este privilegio.
We thank you for the privilege that we have.
Que somos bendecidos para bendecir.
That we have received so much blessing from you, but
para bendecir.
In order to bless others.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.